Where are we in the workshop? At this point in the workshop, we've scrutinized our past celebrations, ranked our values, come up with a delightful holiday fantasy, and in some instances, think up creative solutions to sticky problems. Now is the time for us to combine all these insights into a workable plan for the coming celebration. If we are following the four-session alternative, this exercise will take place during the final session. This planning exercise is based on a goals and objectives planning process. By now, we have a good sense of the abilities of our particular group and will know how detailed to be about the instructions. Some groups may do this exercise very easily. Others will need more hand-holding. In either case, keep checking to make sure that all directions are clearly understood, and let the group know we are available for individual questions throughout the planning process. Even a good plan will not create a perfect Christmas. Perfection is rare in any life experience, especially one as complex as a family celebration when the wishes and values of so many people are involved. Christmas is an emotional, tradition-bound time of the year. For this reason, we should introduce change gradually. It might help us to think of the coming Christmas as the first step in a 5-year plan. Sometimes a change of attitude is as helpful as a change of activities. Quite a few people have gone through this workshop without making any observable changes, but have felt much more relaxed and accepting about what they do, and this has made all the difference. Finally, and this is the key, this is to be a personal plan, one that each participant can carry out by oneself. When the workshop is over, we can go back to our households or families and go through a similar planning process to come up with a family or group plan. But the plan we will be creating in this workshop is one we can carry out without any outside help. Not necessarily one that we are absolutely sure will be greeted enthusiastically by all those involved. Planning Step 1, choosing 2 or 3 goals. By now, most of us should have a good sense of which parts of our celebration we wish to change. To refresh our memories, let's take 5 or 10 minutes to review our manuals. As we look over the material, we can ask ourselves these questions. Which parts of my inventory revealed stress and unhappiness? Which values were most important to me? Which parts of my fantasy were both deeply fulfilling and doable? As we do this review, let's look for 2 or 3 general areas that we would like to change. For example, we may decide that we would like to scale down our gift giving, eliminate a few burdensome holiday preparations, and make our celebration more spiritual. When we have identified some general areas, the next step is to write a statement for each one that describes how we want to feel or what we want to do that is different from our current celebration. These statements should be positive and realistic. Time and budgetary limitations should also be taken into consideration. Here are some examples of appropriate goal statements. I want to spend more relaxed, enjoyable time with my young children this holiday season. I would like to spend more of my time consciously celebrating the birth of Christ. I want to scale down my holiday preparations so that I can enjoy the whole season. I want to do more active outdoor activities this holiday season.